USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says a resolution to President Biden's legislative agenda could come by the end of the day. This as West Virginia Senator Joe Manchin said on Monday that he wouldn't support a larger bill without understanding how it impacts Americans and the economy. There are concerns the current supply chain backlog is having an impact on prices for goods, particularly food for the upcoming Thanksgiving holiday. Butterball President and CEO Jay Jandrain, speaking on Fox Business, says companies like his have no control over the prices set for turkeys.
It is reasonable to expect that there will be some increase in cost this year. You're still looking at a pretty tremendous value, though, when you're looking at your whole bird purchase for Thanksgiving. So it's still a very economical protein for you to buy.
USA Radio News.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Turns out Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Happy and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Voters will be deciding the future of policing in Minneapolis. Residents in the city where the Defund the Police movement was born will vote Tuesday on whether to replace the city's police department with a Department of Public Safety. The governor of Minnesota, Tim Walz, coming out against the measure. A civil rights icon is resting in a Washington, D.C. area hospital.
80-year-old Reverend Jesse Jackson was hospitalized Monday after hitting his head in a fall at Howard University. Mr. Jackson was there on behalf of students protesting campus living conditions. The civil rights leader, who has Parkinson's disease, has already been hospitalized twice this year. He checked into a Chicago hospital for a breakthrough COVID-19 infection in August and required weeks of physical therapy as COVID affected his Parkinson's and his ability to walk and talk. He also underwent gallbladder surgery earlier this year. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
As many businesses across the United States mandate COVID-19 vaccinations for their employees, will COVID booster shots be soon required as well for some workers? The answer is yes, at least at a hospital in Newark, New Jersey. University Hospital in Newark is believed to be the first in the state that's implementing a COVID-19 vaccine booster mandate for employees who got the single-dose J&J vaccine. Dr. Hooman Norchasm is a virologist. He joins Fox News and says this hospital is going about this the wrong way.
Really, what we're doing here is we're doing something completely unscientific and irrational in a setting where we have a very good test to assess whether or not these people are actually immune already. The fact that it's coming from a hospital system is actually quite shocking to me, because these folks actually know. You can actually take these 270 people who have been vaccinated with Johnson & Johnson, assess their antibodies, and if they're low or nil, those are the folks who need to get boosted. Everybody else should not get mandated. I mean, this is really, another draconian, one-size-fits-all type mandate.
Majority Leader Chuck Schumer will put another voting rights bill before the Senate on Wednesday. It's named for the late congressman and civil rights icon John Lewis. Schumer opening the Senate on Tuesday, accusing Republicans of leading a coordinated assault on the right to vote and how elections are decided. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.